three things here are key in the next decade, and the GEF is really focusing and concentrating, supporting countries to do those three things. One, we need to do major institutional reform at the government level. We cannot be able to do the leap forward in terms of sustainability with the same institutional framework that in first place created the problem that we want to solve today. We need to redesign agencies and move towards an institutional landscape, seascape approach, avoiding working on sector and silos. The second element, we need to mobilize resources, financial resources from all sources, but and particularly the domestic sources. There is not resources, non-fiscal resources, possibilities to be able to mobilize at the domestic level, country level, and we need to do that. At the same time that we mobilize domestic resources, we need, and this is probably one of the most important areas where that can give us benefit, is mapping up all the national and local perverse incentives, negative investment and subsidies that we have in place that contribute to the destruction of nature. Facing down that those policies are really important. It is not easy because behind a subsidy, there's a group of interest, but we need to do that. And the third element, not less important, in the context of mobilizing resources and the financing of nature, is using nature as a cost-effective way to deal with climate change, loss of biodiversity, and social development. For every dollar we invest in nature, the return in terms of climate and mitigation and adaptation is high. The return on social development and human well-being is high. And these are areas where the GEF will be concentrating, particularly on the next replenishment process, on our next operational cycle that will begin next year. And I strongly believe that the GEF will be the partner of choice in this new normality. Thank you so much.